This is Omel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Omel Radio News Summary. I'm Sewa Gba. Good afternoon. President George Weah will today deliver his first State of the Nation address to members of the 54th Legislature in a joint session. The President's address to the Legislature is in consonance with Article 58 of the 1986 Constitution, which mandates the President on the fourth working Monday in January of each year to present his or her legislative programs for the year under State of the Republic. The report covers the economy, health, education, and other facets of the nation. The State of the Nation address will take place in the William Richard Talbot Joint Chambers of the Capitol Building beginning at 2 p.m. At the same time, President George Weah has urged his African Union colleagues to implement reforms in the continental body, stressing on anti-corruption efforts towards Africa's development. Speaking on the opening session of the 30th African Union Assembly of Heads of States and Government, President Weah said corruption is a plight that seems to manifest itself in many forms in Africa. The Liberian leader noted that corruption hinders Africa's progress and development and has made it difficult for the African people to reach their true and fullest potentials. An authority at the Forestry Training Institute, FTI, in Tottenberg, Bombing County, says the institution is ready to resume the 2017-2018 academic school year in Western Liberia. Speaking to Omel Radio, the FTI Executive Director, Jeremiah Kamo, said he has put in place all necessary mechanisms to ensure that students acquire relevant skills in a conducive learning environment. According to Mr. Kamo, registration of students will take place early February and a number of new courses have been introduced. FTI is a government-funded technical institution in Liberia that has trained thousands of Liberians over the years, especially in Bombing, Grand Cape Mount, and Gbapolu counties. The news is coming to you from Omel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Security concerns have been raised after a fitness tracking firm showed the exercise routes of military personnel in bases around the world. Online fitness tracker Strava has published a heat map showing the paths its users log as they run on cycle. It appears to show the structure of foreign military bases in countries including Syria and Afghanistan as soldiers move around them. The U.S. military was examining the heat map, a spokesman said. And the German government has denounced experiments funded by German care makers in which humans and monkeys reportedly inhaled diesel exhaust fumes. German media say the health impact research was done by EUGT, a body funded by Daimler and BMW. Such tests could not be justified, the government said, demanding details. A minister called them abominable. Daimler also condemned them. VW is embroiled in a scandal over software that gave false diesel exhaust data. A 2015 VW admitted having fitted cheat devices in the U.S. that made their engines appear less polluting than they actually were. That's the Omel Radio News Summary, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations in Liberia. For more news and information on Omel, you can log on to www.omel.unmissions.org, facebook.com/omel2003, or twitter/omelnews. I'm Sewa Gba. Good afternoon.